This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Hamas releases 24 hostages as break in Israel-Gaza fighting takes hold.
It's only a start, but so far it's gone well.
For Black Friday bargains.
I think everybody's looking to make their dollar go further.
Salmonella outbreak widens.
Nearly 100 people in 32 states.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, late edition. I'm Christopher Cruz. President Biden says the pressure campaign on Hamas appears to be working as the Terror Network releases its first batch of hostages today.
I don't trust Hamas to do anything right. I only trust Hamas to respond to pressure.
All told, 24 hostages are back in Israel tonight. CBS's Ian Lee has that part of the story.
An excruciating ordeal is now over for 13 Israeli women and children. The hostages are breathing free again after being released by Hamas in Gaza. They'll be checked out by doctors in Israel before being reunited with their loved ones. The youngest American, Abigail Moridon, is not among the first group. She turns 4 today. Her family told CBS they're hopeful she'll be released soon.
No child should be a hostage. No child should be in this situation.
The agreement calls for more hostages to be released over the next 3 days. The BBC's Tom Bateman has perspective from Jerusalem.
Given the inherent complexities of doing all this, I think it will be seen by those involved in trying to negotiate this as a success. There was a two-hour window for Israel to release 39 Palestinian prisoners that it holds in its jails. They were released pretty much immediately.
The United Nations said it offloaded more than 137 trucks filled with fuel and food in Gaza today, the largest supply of aid since October 7th. It also said 21 critical patients were evacuated from the north of Gaza. Bargain hunters hit the malls and attempted to stretch their dollars in the face of rising inflation this Black Friday. While there is growing temptation to shop online, some folks prefer that personal connection. Cairo TV reporter Ranji Sinha.
We go fight the crowds and we get purses and stuff for just us. We just shop for us. We don't shop for anyone else.
For many shoppers who brave the cold this morning, Black Friday is all about quantity, how much you can get, how much you can save. But for Selena Woods and Jordan McMahon, it's about quality, as in quality time together.
This is a tradition that she and I have had for years. We sometimes don't even buy anything, but we get up and we get our coffee. It's our first peppermint mocha of the season.
On this holiday shortened trading day, a quiet day on Wall Street, the Dow closed up 177 points. The NASDAQ fell 15 points, S&P 500 up fractionally. Now this.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable.
Dozens of arrests last night in the normally peaceful Dublin, Ireland. Ireland's Prime Minister has condemned anti-immigrant protesters who rampaged through central Dublin after three young children were stabbed, saying the rioters simply wanted to cause chaos. Authorities have not disclosed the suspect's nationality. Authorities have identified those killed or missing in an Alaska landslide this week as five family members and their neighbor, a commercial fisherman who made a long-shot bid for the state's lone seat in the U.S. House last year. Two children are still missing. Health officials have issued a new alert over an expanding salmonella outbreak.
The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says the outbreak has now sickened nearly 100 people in 32 states. That number more than doubled in the past week. At least two people have died in Minnesota, and nearly 50 have had to be hospitalized so far.
CBS's Jim Crisula. This is the World News Roundup. South Africa's ex-Olympic runner Oscar Pistorius is expected to be released from prison in January. He's been granted parole a decade after he shot and killed his girlfriend, Reva Steenkamp. A spokesperson for Steenkamp's mother says the family is not happy.
Oscar has been rehabilitated. Rehabilitation requires someone to engage honestly with the full truth of his crime and the consequences thereof.
A huge iceberg is on the move.
The world's largest iceberg has come free from the ocean floor in Antarctica. It's three times the size of New York City, and there are concerns it's now moving relatively quickly out into the open ocean.
It could still make its way reasonably far north up towards kind of South Africa, where it can disrupt shipping.
Antarctic Survey glaciologist Dr. Oliver Marsh, who says he'll be watching closely. Elaine Cobb, CBS News.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Record Store Day collides with Black Friday, and some artists have released special vinyl pressings in very limited quantities that you can only find at independent record stores. WTOC-TV's Shea Schrader in Savannah, Georgia.
With around 1,600 stores participating across the country, each store only gets a small number of each record, making them hot commodities.
Olivia Rodrigo and Noah Kahan, those are probably the two most requested we've had right now, but there's more titles. There's Grateful Dead, there's Jerry Garcia, there's Motley Crue.
For example, Rodrigo's record, a 12-inch vinyl with four bonus songs from her latest album, will only have 7,500 copies made. That means each store participating would be lucky to get four.
And that's the World News Roundup, late edition for Friday, November 24th, 2023. This broadcast is produced by Spencer Rain and Kathleen Biggins. I'm Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and maybe more importantly, on your life. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, and I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
So what do people get when they listen to The Late Show Pod Show? Let's sell this thing.
The extended moments, for sure, because we run out of time for broadcast, but we have plenty of time on the podcast.
It's kind of like being a live audience member of the show because you get things that no one else hears. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now, in hardcover or digital editions, wherever you get your books.